starting with a rousing.
Find her makeup mirror.
Oh, yeah, I dropped my makeup mirror. All right. This could be a dire, dire morning for those of us tuned into current TV. Starting with a rousing round of hearing Darth Vader. What?
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 Travis just poked his head and he can't find a makeup mirror for you.
You're fired.
All right. 1-800-STEP-92. The phone number toll free from anywhere. You know, I told you I was distracted by the news that the royal baby has been named George, after George Zimmerman, who delivered the baby.
He delivered the baby and saved.
Right. Because
he saved the monarchy.
It was a breach, and then apparently the baby fell down a well, and he also rescued the baby from the well with Lassie's help after he pulled the people from the car. And so he is so awesome, isn't he?
He's awesome.
Did you see?
So awesome.
Mark O'Meara, how awesome is he?
Awesome. Super awesome. The awesomest ever in the history of awesome.
Did you see that the family canceled their
press
conference yesterday?
Yes, yes.
Because they didn't want to be involved with the taint of George Zimmerman.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ooh.
I was on CNN.
George
and I was
supposed taint.
To be commenting on the
right.
press conference. I was like, they're not feeling so chatty today. Interesting.
Huh.
Maybe because they're fictional?
Not saying that they're fictional, but we're...
George's imaginary friends that he rescued from an imaginary car something.
We're glad that they're okay.
Right. Right. We
the imaginary
wish them
well. People in the imaginary van.
Right, and we wish them all well.
Well, it's not like he picked the car up off of them like Superman and flung it across the other side of the road.
That's not what Mark O'Meara said this morning.
Weird situation.
Mark O'Meara said this morning that
it's awesome. It's
got
so
even more
super
heroic.
Awesome.
Right.
He's super duper heroic. He flew in with a cape and reversed.
Right after delivering the royal baby.
Right.
Reversed the spin of the earth so he could go back in time and unshoot.
He's had both martial arts and midwife training, as it turns out.
Right.
He is magic. All right. The Dirty's going to have more.
They're going to reveal the first.
Carlos Danger.
They're going to reveal the first woman today.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
I thought we already had a name for the first
woman.
Oh, you
do?
Yes. I have things way before the Dirty.
That's because you're dirtier.
Oh, Sydney Elaine Leathers? Is her name Leathers?
Sydney Elaine Leathers?
She's identified in online profiles as Sydney Elaine Leathers.
Sydney Elaine Leathers.
That was your stripper name at the Itchy
Kitty. Right, isn't that weird?
I know.
That was my name generator in the Carlos Danger thing. All right. It just gets worse and worse for him. Oy vey. All right. So let's start with our good friend.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Exciting. WholeFightStrategies.com. It's actually Mario Scourge, according to the Carlos Danger name generator. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning. How are you?
You sound dangerous. Good morning.
Yes, Carlos Danger is my friend.
Carlos Peligroso.
How ridiculous is this whole story? You literally cannot write this, right?
Well, when I first heard about it, I wasn't shocked that there was another woman. But then when I heard about Carlos Danger, I thought, this is crazy.
You're like, oh, well, that's clever.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It's a sexting pseudonym. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and the other, you know, the Dirty, the website that's doing all this, I remembered right away that, like, back when Ben Quayle, Dan Quayle's son, was running for Congress, his primary opponent accused him of being involved in this scandalous website called The Dirty.
Oy.
So maybe right. Ben Quayle is behind this.
Oh.
That's entirely possible.
Mario Scourge, you are...
But it's entirely possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's really... Well, what do you think, Carl, in terms of... obviously, the New York Times, a lot of places are calling for him to get out of the race. Is he going to?
I don't think he'll get out of the race because, I mean, what does he get from getting out of the race other than his pride back? I think he should be forced to sit on the subway and be exposed to the genitals of every homeless person and every pervert that's ever exposed themselves on the New York subway, which would take several years. I mean, if we all have to see his junk on the internet, that's the least he could do.
Yes, exactly. You tweeted, actually, I'm not saying Anthony Weiner should drop out of the New York City mayor race. I'm just saying perhaps photography classes would be more his speed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've not been a big Anthony Weiner fan. You know, folks that know me know that I've had friends that have worked for him.
Yeah.
And he was a viciously cruel boss.
Wow.
Well, I was just gonna say, it's so funny. I think I only passed him once in a TV, whatever, green room, something. And he just seemed like a jerk. That's all I wanted to say. He seemed like a jerk. He just didn't, he did not seem friendly, let's just say.
Not well, the yeah, warmest person.
No.
He was an undistinguished legislator who voted the right way on bills but never really did much in terms of writing bills. And he did good on TV.
Right.
He had no friends in Congress, and he was an ass to his staff.
Well, Carl, that's what a lot of people, of course, bringing up Clinton, and I just said, wait a minute. And, I think Eleanor Clift wrote the same thing in Newsweek, that it just, wait a minute, there's a big difference here, and I think that's it, is that those of us on the left, we loved his fire, we loved him kicking ass on Fox News, we loved his positions on things, but you're right, he didn't really accomplish much as a legislator, so when you go, oh, he was a great congressman, I think you're right, that's the other reason where people go, is this worth it,
Well, and, I don't think the New York mayor's office is there to rehabilitate oneself. I think Chris Quinn is going to be a great mayor. And I'd rather I'd rather make history with the first woman and first lesbian mayor of the nation's largest city than the first mayor of New York whose penis I've seen.
That's... At least we haven't seen Ed Koch's penis.
How am I doing?
Although I could have done. What do you think?
You'd be a lot better if you put that away.
What do you think? I could have done without Rudy Giuliani's moralizing on this, however.
I mean, at least Rudy Giuliani waited until he was in there to start screwing around. But
right.
Anthony Weiner, he had to run for mayor because, A, if he won, he's mayor. B, if he came in second, he came in second, but it was mayor and he had just had that scandal. If he'd run for controller like Elliot Spitzer, and then lost controller, he'd never get to run for anything ever again. This is all of the calculus that I had done before. We found out that he was still doing this stuff after he'd resigned from Congress.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back and read some of the stuff that the Dirty has put out there, where he's like, hey, did you see the pictures that caused me to get, resign from Congress? Which one was your favorite?
I know. I mean, he really needs some help.
I mean, and the nerve. I mean, I have the same bathroom carpet as the guy. I'm going to have to get that replaced.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. I was going to say that's the real tragedy of this, is you tweeted, ugh, I have the same bathroom carpet as Anthony Weiner. Time to go shopping.
I mean,
that was the most horrifying thing about the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carl, you will also speculate as to how many write-in votes Carlos Danger will get, no matter what the Weiner does.
Oh, fingers crossed that he comes second. Because the last thing we need is Anthony Weiner in this runoff. Because in the primaries there in New York, if somebody doesn't get 40%, then they have a runoff.
Yeah.
So hopefully Chris Quinn can get past that 40% mark. Because if not, I think the ads that Carlos Danger's team is putting together, they're going to look a little bit like Bond commercials. I think he's going to be a tough challenger.
Yeah. By the way, Chris uttered something at the top of the hour that has become actually, you said poor Huma, and that's actually quite controversial as to whether it's poor Huma or not. What do you think?
I like Huma, but at a certain point, it's like, first of all, whenever these things happen, I try not to inject myself into the marriages, because who knows what they're actually talking about, behind closed doors. I mean, when Gary Hart and his wife had their issues with the risky business or the monkey business or whatever, I think I read somewhere years later that they had an open marriage. Well, yeah, of course he couldn't say that back in 1984, but this is none of my business. So why is she sticking around? I don't know. But I will say that once you've been embarrassed once by behavior, unless she's got like an embarrassment fetish where she's like, I really love it when we do press conferences together because of your sexting. Pressure just really gets me going.
Jackie said yesterday, she said, it makes her crazy that people call someone brave that, allows a man to mistreat them and humiliate them to that degree.
Yeah, at this point, it's the humiliation. I think you can forgive somebody for some, bad behavior. But when you find out that it continued for months afterwards, That's and that you're basically risking to embarrass that person the same way again. I think that's a bridge too far.
Yeah. By the way, Fox News viewers have a median age of 65 plus.
We can't brush heads like we used to.
No, they really
can't.
Well,
they lean very heavily on the plus side.
Yes.
Interesting. You also tweeted another airplane landing mishap, this one at LaGuardia. Next time you fly, remember your underpaid flight attendants are also first responders.
That's true.
That's
darn right.
That is
soothing.
Yeah.
They work their tails off. They're not compensated like they should be. And remember when Sully landed the plane on the Hudson.
I could have done that.
The first thing he said was, okay, thank you so much. It was really hard, and this is how I did it. And by the way, the union needs more support, and pilots aren't paid enough.
Right.
And it's true. It's all true. The airlines don't pay these people enough, and they're the ones that could be life or death.
They
for
cut
the passengers.
Cut his salary in half and took away his pension.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
for saving all those people. Now, screw you.
Yeah. They make a nickel, and they have to work on 4 hours of sleep or whatever, you know. But
right, and they get to deal with the people that we all get to deal with on the planes. They're the first responders that take care of these situations.
Yeah. Although, as it turns out, it was actually George Zimmerman that landed that plane.
Of course.
This just
sure.
Came out. I don't know if you heard that.
Mark O'Mara announced that.
Right. Mark O'Mara.
Actually, I believe it was George
Sully
Zimmerman
took
who
credit,
allowed his body to be landed on.
Ah, yes.
Right. All right. By the way, and thank you. This was also a helpful tweet of yours. You said, for people confused like I was, the Royal Baby hashtag in no way refers to Speaker Boehner.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yes,
no.
For clearing that up.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rotten baby, which is different.
All right. Carl Frisch, I love you madly.
Awesome. I love you too.
Awesome. All right, then. I'll see you next week.
All righty. Have
all
a
right,
good one.
Bye-bye. Yes, as we were saying, our friend Michael Tomosky, who I want to date, I didn't want to say his name while I was on with
Carl,
another writer.
Yeah.
But he will be on next hour with his repeal Speaker Boehner piece, which is hilarious.
I don't think you're in any danger of dating or marrying Carl Frisch.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, God, there is an app for that. You're right.
You're right.
There's an app for kids today. There's an app for everything. There's a mirror app. Almost.
Huh.
Could have had a little softer lighting or something.
Oh, God.
All right.
Well, you do have HD cameras on there.
Isn't there like an age-friendly one?
No.
It makes it blurrier or
there
something?
Actually, there might be. Like
there
the Sybil Shepherd app?
Yes. Get me the Sybil Shepherd app,
the Vaseline app.
This is Vaseline. All right, which defeats the purpose because you can't quite see anything, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Travis. All right, 23 minutes after the hour. George Zimmerman just invented that during the commercial break.
Yes, he did.
The mirror app. Uh-huh. Because
mm-hmm.
he is
that's
awesome.
That's the kind of guy he is. He's awesome. Mm-hmm. Comes up with the awesomest stuff.
Thanks again.
I wish I could be that awesome.
Thanks, Mark O'Mara. We have just every... A new day is like a new adventure of Zimmerman.
Fast because I'm speeding bullets.
I just got myself.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. Who came to this planet from a strange and faraway place and settled in... Florida, where he fought for truth, justice, and the American way. His American way.
Help me, George Zimmerman. You're my only hope.
The Adventures of Zimmerman.
Thank you. Wow. Exciting. Okay. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Let's go to Alan in Texas on the wiener. Not technically.
Right.
All right. Hello, Alan. Unless the dirty knows something, I don't know. Hi, Alan.
Okay, one comment and five quick questions.
Oh my, all right.
All right. The comment is, I think his name should have been Don Quixote. And first question, do you think his wife has access to his phone now? Number two, would
yes.
you change your personal dress code around Mr. Wiener? Number three, okay. would you apply for an internship in his administration? Five, how would you respond to... Leave me your number. I'll contact you later. And Would you ever have a one-on-one meeting behind closed doors with him?
No. All right. Thank you. We get your point. And he put some work into that little skit.
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah, the New York Times writing about the account of Wiener's conversations fits a pattern of online exchanges. The racy online conversations now convulsing Anthony Wiener's campaign for mayor began with an angry Facebook message. Oh, how many magical things don't. Not long after, it's actually, I remember this now, this is a pattern. Not long after Mr. Wiener resigned from Congress, the 22-year-old woman reached out to express her disappointment in him. Mr. Wiener responded, and within a week, their exchanges veered from politics to sex. So that was like the past, too.
Right.
It's like fangirls, you know, that were fans of him on TV or politically or whatever. The account suggests that Mr. Wiener's interactions with the women, a partisan Democrat from Indiana who thought of him as a hero, fit his longstanding pattern. In rapid and reckless fashion, he sought to transform informal conversations with female fans into graphically sexual exchanges frequently raced with lewd language and body images, the women have said in interviews. This is the online profile. The first woman they're saying, Sydney Elaine Leathers. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So the guy that runs the dirty
says Nick Ritchie, I believe his name is.
Right.
Yes.
Said that his website would publish new and embarrassing information. Oh dear. About the relationship in coming days. Oh dear. According to the women, Mr. Wiener had told her he loved her and discussed the possibility of securing a place for them to meet in Chicago. Yeah. It seemed like if you read these things, this was about to get real. Like, I mean, physical in terms of.
Yeah.
She said he would demand pictures almost every day. He always wanted pictures with heels in them.
Okay.
Well, as he described them, heels. Seemed to be kind of a theme if you read the...
That seems to be his predilection.
Right.
Okay.
Mr. Richie said he first heard from the woman in April but was unsure of her credibility. About a week ago, she told him that she had kept screenshots. Oh, dear. Capturing her conversations with Mr. Wiener and asked how she could submit them to Mr. Richie's website. He said that she had no desire to hurt Mr. Wiener, who he referred to during the interview was Carlos Danger, the nickname he used in exchanges. Mr. Ritchie said, I have nothing against Carlos Danger. I'm not trying to bring this guy down. He said she actually still likes the guy. Her whole thing is he lied. He said he's a changed man, but he's not really a changed man. He's Carlos Danger, which I think seems to be the theme of most people saying he should step down. It's not exactly what he did. It's that I think he lied in such a big public way, not just to his wife, but to everybody, you know, by saying I'm past this and I'm really sorry. And, you know, we remember that first tearful press conference. And it's just, you know. All right. Let's go to Stephanie in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Steph.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, the level of hypocrisy here is just astounding to me. I am just like extremely disappointed in all of this. You guys should have watched Lawrence O'Donnell's show last night because honestly, he was talking about you all too. And I think Chris Matthews, you all are just apologizing for Bill Clinton, who sat on television and lied, which prompted the Flowers woman to come out, I think. And then we get Monica Lewinsky.
Okay, but wait a minute. What's the double standard?
Wait a minute. For you to say that your problem with this is the fact that he lied in such a big way. Oh, the big interview that Bill Clinton gave with little Miss Hillary sitting next to him. It's the same thing.
Bill Clinton to task in the 90s for doing this.
Yeah,
you wouldn't believe how many months we spent taking Bill Clinton to task for that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying on this day, she is you guys are excusing what he's done and ready to put his wife in the White House.
His wife had nothing to do with what Bill Clinton did.
Oh, she was an enabler. So if that's the case, then neither did he.
So she's not. But all right. So how is she not? She's not qualified to be president because she. Okay, that doesn't seem.
No,
all right. Well.
No.
All right.
I think that was a false analogy there.
Actually, Eleanor Clift has a piece we'll talk about next, comparing the whole Clinton and... No, she's right on this.
Yes.
Wrong! No, she's right. Comparing the two on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
Eleanor Clift did.
No. All All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Oh, you know what? Wait, let's switch to Italian music. I'm getting an inordinate number of what are you eating this morning?
Okay.
Emails because of the watching on the current TV. This is delicious. I got it from, it's a recipe from my friend Guido.
What's the matter, you?
He actually talks like that.
Of course he does.
He actually does. You think he's about to tell you about a moon that's hitting his eye. Like, anyway.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza
this
pie.
This is delicious. Okay.
That's
so,
amore.
Saute a little garlic with white wine. Weirdly, I had some. I had some laying around the house.
Garlic and white wine.
Yeah.
Check.
Right. Saute garlic and white wine.
All right.
And, some kind of olive oil, something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
yeah.
that? You?
Okay. And then what? And then boil a little... It's broccoli. Broccoli and carrots. Boil it separately. And then you chop up anchovies and you put them in the thing and then you put it all in there. And then you put pasta in. Linguine in this case. At the end. And
it's in there.
That's a...
All right.
That's a spicy meatball.
Or a little chili.
Chili?
Yeah.
Chili powder?
Yeah.
Or chili
yeah.
flakes?
Well, I don't know.
No. Oh, just a can of Denison's chili.
Maybe I should have used flakes. I don't know. I use powder, but it's delicious.
Red chili flakes, that's Italian.
Oh, see. Then I used the wrong
chili
thing.
Powder, that's Mexican or Moroccan.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I screwed that up then.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, best of luck to all y'all. All right. I was talking about the Eleanor Cliff piece. Oh, first of all, we have the Wiener, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Wiener, yesterday. Dear God. Here
you know, I'm fine. I've got an amazing wife and child upstairs. I have a comfortable life. This is not about me.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of is.
Yeah, kind of.
Computer says, yeah.
Anyway, our last caller was talking about, I mean, you know, the thing is you can talk about sex scandals all day long. If you want to make it partisan, they throw, like, Wiener and Spitzer at us, and we throw, you know, David Vitter and Mark Sanford. And, you can choose on either side. It's like... and the other thing is, like, is that partisan? Who's worse morally, Schwarzenegger or Edwards? I don't know. Gingrich? I mean,
Edwards.
Right. I mean, it's all horrible. But
yeah.
Anyway, Eleanor Clift. Writes
wrong!
Mr. McLaughlin, please.
She's never
going to
get
her?
Over that.
No, I know.
No, I'm not going to let her talk because she's always wrong.
She probably wakes up screaming, no, I'm right. Okay. She wrote a piece called Huma Channels Hillary. She writes, at Tuesday's press conference where she spoke on her husband's behalf in the wake of new allegations against him, it's clear she was operating from the Hillary playbook. Obviously, people know they've worked together for years. They're friends. Blah, blah. This has just led to, like, a pop psychology extraordinaire around the country. But she talked about the strategy worked for the Clintons politically, but after this latest press conference, I'm pretty sure that Aberdeen has stretched the Hillary mantle past the breaking point. The essential problem is that the circumstances were very different for Wiener and Aberdeen than they were for the Clintons. Back in the 90s, the country's stability along with the future of the Democratic Party hung in the balance. I mean, I think I said this yesterday, that I think that people generally thought he was a really good president. Anyway, she writes, Wiener, by contrast, is running for mayor of New York City, not president of the United States, and based on his performance in public office so far, he's not really worth the rest of us trying to forgive or forget what we knew of his private behavior. And she just writes, for now, it's painful to watch and probably politically futile, too. And Carl said the same thing, that it looks to him like he's going to have to drop out. He may not, but anyway.
You know what? I don't think he should drop out, because that's up to the people of New York City, whether they want him in that office or not.
Right.
I don't think it's up to the rest of America to say whether he should be running or not.
Yeah. Let's go to Hack in Wyoming. You're on the Stephanie. Oops, wait, I didn't do that right.
Uh-oh.
That's the wrong line. Hack, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Steph, my seductive sapphic siren. How are you?
Thank you. Hello.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, there is an upside to this whole Wiener thing. If the whole thing falls through, he's always got an endorsement with Heber National.
Hey, you see what you did there? You
this is not about me. It's not about me. It is about my schmeckle.
There you go. Jim's writing it for you. All right. Let's see. Margaret in New Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what I wanted to say? That man is running in New York. I understand you making fun of it. I think that's great, too. But they're the one that's got to put up with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the one going to vote for him. All other people are not going to vote for him. And as far as Hillary and Bill is concerned, that's all been done with. So why does everybody keep dragging that up? And I'm going to vote for Hillary anyway.
Okay? Yeah, good, good.
Good,
yeah,
good, good.
Good for you. Rock on.
Yeah, it should be up to the people of New York, solely up to the people of New York.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stephanie in Pensacola. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going back to you anyway. Steph, go ahead. So what were you, because I missed Lawrence O'Donnell last night. What was his point?
His point was he was pointing out the hypocrisy of those who ignored what Clinton did and stood behind him, especially the newspapers and the media. But now all of a sudden this whole moral horse that they've gotten on, and your last caller, I'm not voting for Hillary. So, and the moral high horse that all of a sudden Democrats have gotten on in terms of dogging, going after Anthony Weiner, when number one, look at their mayors. Look at what was his name, Mr. USA Mayor, whatever his name was,
Giuliani.
Who left his wife. Yeah, Giuliani.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Look at his first.
Oh no, we've talked about that stuff. Yeah, I mean, look, there's enough to go around. That's what I mean. You can go on all day long with this. You know,
right, but why is it that what Anthony Weiner did, which I am no fan of Anthony Weiner's by any shot,
right.
But I just find, I feel the same way as Lawrence O'Donnell did. I'm just kind of taken aback by all of the sudden moral high ground that the Democrats have taken. It's like we have just turned into what the Republicans say they are. We always act it out with our own people.
Yeah, I mean, Steph, I take your point to some degree. I it's hard. You know how it is? Like, sometimes this stuff is emotional and maybe ties into our own issues with things like this. Like, I think it's hard to say with him. It seems like particularly sort of reckless behavior and bad judgment. And I think the fact that he did this big press conference last time and did this big piece in People magazine about what a great, you know, reformed family man he is. Like, I think it because it emotionally makes us feel stupid.
Thing?
What's that?
But didn't Bill Clinton do the exact same thing? Because when he said he had not had a relationship with
right.
the flowers
no, I
woman.
I mean, Steph, you're right. I mean, you're right. But I think, as Chris said, it's not like Democrats didn't criticize his behavior mm-hmm. at the time. And I think it's hard to explain why I felt like it was different. I think part of it is because the whole Republican establishment was behind spending taxpayer money to do the one ridiculous investigation after another that ended up in an investigation of his private life. And that's what I thought. It was a witch hunt. I mean, you remember, right? Ken Starr and the whole thing? It was a witch hunt with taxpayer money. And quite honestly, I think at the time I felt some sympathy because I thought most of us wouldn't want to answer really private questions about our personal life. And might lie about it if we felt... I mean, because honestly, I think they had no business investigating his private, and I think most Americans thought that way, right? That he should not be impeached for his private.
And the only thing I'm saying is that we should give Anthony Weiner the same benefit as we gave Bill Clinton.
Well, and I think that's what we're saying too. It's up to the people in New York. It's not up to me. You know, I can make. I mean, look, and we made all the same jokes about Clinton. Frankly, it's like a lot of this stuff. Sex scandals can be funny to some degree, but you know, I think there are issues in it that, you know, everybody has a. You know, I've found with this, Steph, and I don't know if you have either. To me, we said this yesterday. It hasn't been as much partisan as it has gender based. I don't know if you noticed that most of our male callers are like, whatever, and all of the women I know, including liberal women, are pretty like pissed about it.
Right.
I'm
stunned by it. Even when I talk to my friends, I am absolutely stunned by it because these are the same women.
Right.
Bill Clinton, I'm
right.
like, okay, well, I don't get it.
And I'm not
I
saying
really
that behavior. Again, we can all go that behavior is any better. You take any of these guys, right? You know, Gingrich and Schwarzenegger and Sanford and what's
exactly.
his name?
And the only reason I'm really harder on Bill Clinton is because he was running for president of the United States. To me, he's running for mayor of New York. So I looked at Clinton as a bigger deal to me.
Right.
It was bigger because he was representing all of us. Anthony Weiner, he's representing New York.
Right, right. And I
that's
also think that, you know,
different.
The whole Monica thing, I think when that happened, you know, he was already president, and I think people thought he was a good president, so I just think there are differences in this. And so I think people felt, I remember I said a million times, I didn't vote for him for husband, I voted for him for president. I mean, I don't think anybody was trying to defend or say his behavior wasn't what it was, right?
True.
Right.
True. But all I say is we just give him the give Anthony Weiner. I mean, I am by far, I don't know Anthony Weiner, you know.
Right.
I don't, and I know he wasn't, he was just loud in Congress, but wasn't productive. But sometimes we be loud.
Yeah.
Because right now we have too many meek and.
No, I agree. I agree. I loved him politically. I said that yesterday, Steph. I loved him politically. I just, you know, I think the other thing is just this is bad timing. He resigned from Congress for this thing, said he had reformed. Mm-hmm. I went on TV and defended him and said, look, you know, redemption, second chances, we give them to everybody. Like, and then this happened. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and then it's like it turns out he's doing the same thing and has been doing the same thing. And so I think that's part of the problem, you know, is that now he's asking for another chance and saying that's what I mean. I think it was a bigger lie, you know. Just to his
wife. I hear you, Steph. But nonetheless, I'm not going to stop listening to your show.
All right.
Still.
All right.
I disagree with you on this issue.
God bless you. I love you. All right, Steph.
That was
a big old hug. You're my namesake sister. You can't leave me. All right, honey.
Okay,
thanks.
Right.
All right. Bye-bye. And if you leave me, can I come with you? All right. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, look, it's more pop psychology.
Oh,
decoding
boy.
Anthony Weiner's sexts. A critical reading. This.
Oh, God, really?
Lizzie Crocker in the Daily Beast.
Okay.
Same old Weiner, right? Not quite. This time around, the chronic perv's leaked messages have a disturbing subtext of self-loathing.
Well, not surprising.
Hmm. Yeah. Let's pause to cathartically pore over the content of Carlos Danger's sex, shall we? I need some music for this.
Do we have to?
Yes. An analysis of Weiner's most recent sexual exchanges sheds new light on the New York City mayoral candidate, and we're not talking about his apparent gift for dirty talk and a weakness for me shoes. What is new this time around, arguably more cringe-inducing than that infamous pic from 2 years ago, is a subtext of self-loathing amid Weiner's pornographic fantasies. Whether he's divulging his fantasies and pleading for affirmation in the same breath, staring at pics of you, pathetic? Or puffing himself up after putting himself down. Sadly, my pics are out there to look at. Have you ever? We can't help but see Weiner as a weedy, twice-disgraced caricature who nasally proclaims his self-hatred while climaxing on a woman's...
Oh!
I think the term is bleep me pumps.
Actually, he did ask. That was
some
level
of
politeness. May I? On your...
Wow. Okay.
That was the thing that bothered me the most. She said, you can anywhere. I'm like, really?
Wow.
Anywhere? Really? Probably not. Bus stop? No, thank you. Wendy's? No, thank you.
On the A train? Not.
No, please do not.
Especially at the drive-thru of Wendy's.
In other not-so-subtle signs that Weiner feels like a loser, he tells his online paramour he's deeply flawed and wonders, if I met you in a bar and tried to talk to you, would I have a chance? Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
That sounds pathetic.
How can we reconcile the outwardly undaunted Weiner who won't let the past derail mayoral ambitions with his comically tragic porn star alter ego? Oh, dear.
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
Muy peligroso.
Nick in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Steph. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
You know, I just want to say that I know there's a lot of comedy in this whole story, but for a serious moment, if we held all of our politicians to this high moral standard that we seem to want to hold Anthony Weiner to, we wouldn't have had President Kennedy. We wouldn't have had an FDR.
Nick, you know what? I just had this conversation with a friend yesterday. This is an interesting part of this. You're absolutely right. Not only was the press different then, They didn't report on politicians' private life. They knew what was happening with Kennedy and et cetera. But you're absolutely right. You go, but is it technology? Again, is it partially social media? It seems like these politicians are doing it to themselves now. Well, they're putting things out on Facebook and Twitter and whatever. That I mean, I don't know. I don't know what part is what. Do you?
I agree. I think politics come with ego and power and a sense of you can get away with anything. And I think that's part of the job. And I think we see it over and over and over again with these people. But I still think, you know, you said earlier you didn't vote for Clinton for husband. You voted for him for president.
Right.
As a New Yorker, I would vote for Wiener because he's a strong liberal progressive. And if his wife can forgive him, then, you know, I can.
Well, Nick, that's and that's what we keep saying. It is up to voters like you in New York. Yeah. I mean, you're right. That's the way our democracy works.
The only thing that holds me back from thinking like that is the potential for being blackmailed. If he's desperate to keep a secret like that, then there's the potential for blackmail there.
Sure. I mean, we knew that, you know, back with same thing with Kennedy
Nick, I was going to say, maybe the other thing is people in New York have a pretty low bar, in my opinion, morally with Rudy Giuliani. You know, I mean, you go, which is worse?
Yeah.
His wife had to hear about the divorce from his press conference. He didn't tell her. I mean, it's like, and so you look at Huma and go, well, for whatever you're right, for whatever reasons, her choices are her choices, and she's there with him. You know, I'll never forget, because I lived in New York then, Nick. I remember Donna Hanover appearing on TV, I think, a couple hours later, in tears, because she didn't know.
Exactly. Right. Oh, by the way, we're getting a divorce.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You're
despicable. Yeah, I mean, seriously, and trying to bring his you know, mistress into Gracie Mansion, and he's suing like his wife for trying to keep his mistress. I mean, it was just gross, the whole thing, right?
But I also think there is an addictive piece to this, and I do believe him when he says, you know, it's a process to stop that behavior. I don't think most people can just turn it off, and so it doesn't really surprise me that it continued after he got thrown out of Congress, and I feel bad for that. But
Well, you know, honestly, Nick, on a human level too, I hope that he is getting real help now for his wife's sake and his baby. If that's, you know,
exactly
right.
You see that picture of the family, and they look so beautiful and happy. And you know, I mean, come on, we all have our little things and closets that we are not proud of, and if we're lucky, we never get found out. And if we're not,
Nick, you sound like a man with a secret. Would you like? Would you like to purge?
Well, you know, after the show, Steph.
What you got rattling around in there? Tell mama. Clackety clackety clackety. Okay. He's cracking himself up. Yeah. Whatever it is, sounds good.
It sounds really good.
I think the dirty would be interested in whatever that. Harriet in Jacksonville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Harriet.
Hey, Steph, how you doing?
Good.
Well, you just stole all my thunder because I called to tell you that Lawrence O'Donnell's point last night was about Rudy Giuliani, not Bill Clinton.
Mm. Oh.
It was about Rudy Giuliani, what he did while he was mayor, and how the New York Times and the Daily News gave him an absolute pass on it. They never, you know, condemned him at all, and now they're jumping all over this guy. And this guy hasn't touched anybody, and he's not the mayor. And if you don't like him, don't vote for him.
Yeah. I told you my favorite fun fact was that his best friend, Bernard Carrick, that goes to judgment, right?
Yeah.
Like, he literally let him use the apartment, taxpayer-funded apartment, right?
Right.
That was supposed to be for 9/11 rescue workers, for him to cheat on two mistresses with the other mistress.
That was part of what Lawrence O'Donnell said.
Right.
And, you know, he had a whole litany of stuff that Giuliani creep had done.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just ridiculous how they're jumping on Wiener. The people don't want to vote for him. People in New York shouldn't vote for him, but they probably will.
You said jump on Wiener. Okay. All right.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that's happened yet. But,
oh, boy.
There's nowhere you can go with this story. No. Turn this into a nation of eighth grade
Stop
boys.
Stop jumping on Wiener.
What?
Stop it.
Why?
What
I say?
What?
Okay. All right. So, yeah, New York Times editorial, Wiener must drop out. Again, there's a lot of good points.
Wiener's dropped out several times, apparently.
He said they write, at some point, the full story of Anthony Wiener and his sexual relationships and texting habits will be finally be told. In the meantime, the serially evasive Mr. Wiener should take his marital troubles and personal compulsions out of the public eye, away from the cameras, off the web, and out of the race for mayor of New York City. And obviously, some people beg to differ.
Yep.
58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. Wiener campaign's accuser looms. It's a looming accuser. Sexting partner is 23 from Indiana.
She's cute.
Oh, it's a cute Pomeranian, too. Look how handsome and romantic the Pomeranian is. Okay. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Phone number toll free from anywhere. That might have been his pickup line. Nice Pomeranian.
Yeah.
Hey. Hmm? Oh, by the way, could I have some love music? Speaking of handsome and romantic dogs, remember the dog I rescued out here? Mm-hmm. Remember? That was running in traffic?
Yes.
And you guys accused me of giving him to serial killers?
Right, because you just gave him to the first person who called, basically.
I did a house check, and they are lovely.
Okay.
Except
for the senator's daughter and the dog they keep in the basement. In the hole.
And the dog goes to the first
color. Dyro and Felice. Uh-huh. He went to Harvard. They live right near me. They're
lovely.
So did
Jamie Gum.
Indy.
No relation to
traffic. I rescued Indy in traffic because some douche nozzles let her go. And so, yes, and so they were listeners. They heard it on the air, and that's how I found them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not serial killers, and they're taking very good care of Indy. And here's some pictures.
That's great.
To prove it. Hi, Stephanie. It's been quite an eventful few months since Indy became part of our family. In April, we became foster parents to a beautiful baby girl. A human one. Human baby. We were a bit worried how Indy would react around a baby being part dingo, but so far it's worked out.
Pat Dingo?
She is part dingo. And the dingo so far has not eaten her baby.
Good. Dingo has not stolen my baby. Yet.
Indy's doing great. She and Churia, our other dog, have become inseparable. They even go outside to potty together. Aw. I'm attaching a few photos of her for you to enjoy. You can tell the mooks that it took a while, but she finally figured out how to put the lotion on its skin, so no more photos. Gyro and Felice.
Uh-huh.
Indy! Grown up to be such a pretty gal!
She's keeping the senator's daughter in the dirt
hole
in the basement.
There is no senator's daughter there!
Hey, Senator, love your suit.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
All right. Michael Tomosky coming up at the bottom of the hour. A great piece about repealing the boner. We're going to jump from wiener to boner all show.
Oh,
so,
boy.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free.
Well, you won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore.
Exactly. We will not have Dick Nixon. All right. Grace in Louisiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
You?
Good, go ahead.
I was just calling. I hear all these comments on radio and TV about Anthony Wiener. And I'm just wondering, with everybody, what did Jesus mean when he said, "Let he that is without sin cast the first stone"?
I don't know. We would have to has anyone tried to put Jesus in the Carlos Danger name generator to see what happens? I'm just asking.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I understand what she means, that he who is without sin. It's just this is particularly freaky sinning that is all over dirty.com. The New York Times saying, Mr. Wiener, who resigned from Congress 2 years ago after sending lewd messages, photos.
I put Jesus Christ in the name generator.
Mm-hmm, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Manuel Trouble.
What?
We should not have done that. That was sacrilegious. I was just saying, theoretically.
You suppose?
Now see what you did.
Oh, God. Right. Now we're going to have hellfire rain down upon us.
Right. Exactly.
Joshua Revelation.
Revelation.
Or elevation. In Wiener's case.
All right. Let's go to Nick in New Mexico. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Steph. First time, long time. How you
guys
doing?
Okay. Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead.
All right. Sorry about that. Well, I was calling because I hear people say that his decision to text with this young lady over the internet kind of
show that he may have bad decision-making capabilities, and I think that's only true if he was targeting, like, the Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, Republican, you know, holier-than-thou demographic. Right. Like you said, New Yorkers are a little morally bankrupt, according to some people, and I think they really don't care. So I think the fact that he's actually doing this, running in a progressive, liberal demographic, also in a sexually non-repressed demographic, I think it's not really bad decision-making. I think if he was running in Iowa or Texas somewhere, I could see that point. But since it's New York City...
Nick, that's what... I mean, people have said that he is not one of those religious right guys. That's the thing, is when you have the Larry Craigs of the world, there's the extra layer of hypocrisy, right?
Well, and one thing I also want to say, too, because I understand there's a big divide between guys' reactions and ladies' reactions to this. I'm a married man myself, and I can definitely appreciate, you know, women who do not want their husbands acting like douche nozzles and, you know, kind of making them look bad. So I definitely understand that part.
Yeah, and Nick, don't you think that's the other part of it, is the baby and all that? It's all of it. It's the People magazine piece, and yeah.
But one thing I think that also people haven't discussed is that what if his wife is actually into this, and because of her position and status, she kind of has to save face and not be as publicly open, saying, "Hey, I actually sit there while he's writing these texts, or you know, I engage in this behavior with him." You know, we don't know the dynamics of their marriage.
I somehow doubt that, Nick. But you know. Look at him giggling. You know you're full of your wife wants to sex 22-year-olds with you. Yeah, sure, a lot of women want to do that. Hey, honey, want to go see the Heat? No? How about if we sex the 22-year-old and talk about how I want to honor? What do you think? No? Shaklank. Eric in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Steph. Steph, what I'd like to say, you know, we have a range of Democrats. We have the liberals to the blue dogs. You know, and you really look at the scale, I feel like, you know, what Wiener's doing. Wiener was a liberal, like the guy just said, you know, from a liberal state, from liberal people.
And by the way, we should apologize to New York. All of you are not morally bankrupt, as far as
Hillary Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton, if you look at his record, he was a blue dog. And I feel like because of his sexual indiscretions, I feel like that the Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey and them imposed their will on him. He was a weakling in the end.
Bill Clinton was a weakling?
Because he was a blue dog president. Yeah. He was not no progressive. He was not no liberal president as a Democrat. This is what
I say. That's true.
And you people seem like you get offended. You know, whenever anyone says anything about Bill Clinton, look at the record. It's true. DOMA, NAFTA, what I'm trying
to
say.
Yeah, we've talked about all that. Yeah.
Glass-Steagall. Yeah.
And all these different things that were put in place, these policies. These are Republican policies. Tea Party policy.
Right, but what's your point in regards to the Wiener scandal?
I'm saying that Wiener should be able to run. You know, it's no big deal. Bill Clinton.
Clinton was doing to me. I got it, because he's more of a liberal and okay. Hmm. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Marvin in Milwaukee. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Marvin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I just can't accept that there's not a better progressive voice in New York City than Anthony Weiner. I really get tired of us, our side apologizing for these guys. I don't care about Giuliani. That's their guy. I don't care about Sanford. That's their guy. You know, I do hold my guys to a higher standard, and I refuse to want some scuzzball. And believe me, this doesn't, the apology or the wife, it's an arrangement, just like most of these political marriages that end in tatters. Jesse Jackson Jr., down south of me, that thing should have been over a year and a half ago. And his wife, it's an arrangement. It isn't a forgiveness situation.
Yeah, but I mean, Marvin, you don't know that about every political marriage.
I don't.
You know, guess what? My parents were a political family, and that wasn't an arrangement.
Well, the cynical. Yeah, but was your mother apologizing for your father's behavior?
No, because my father didn't behave that way.
Exactly. Right. Look, we got to hold these guys. We don't need to apologize. I mean, when there's a bad apple, get rid of it. We've got better progressive voices out there who aren't in it just for the freebies. I mean, there must be something worthwhile for Wiener where he can't. It's like an athlete who can't retire when it's time to retire. It's over, man. Yeah. Do something else with your life. You know, there's obviously kickbacks, and you know, so just it's
sad, and we got to get beyond these guys.
Yeah.
And don't, you know, the worst thing is to act like Republicans. Every time Republicans get in trouble, they look at the Democrats. Well, at least it's not as bad as what so-and-so did.
Yeah.
They're always crying about the media. Well, we're doing the same thing now.
These you're right.
It's ridiculous.
You're right. He's like an athlete with too many balls. too much.
Really?
Too big. Too something.
Probably somebody.
This story's making me crazy.
Somebody in New York who keeps his pants on and is a liberal. So.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend. Maybe I'm being a daddy's girl again. But I'm just saying. I can't imagine, you know, I can't imagine my father. I don't know, you know, whether this is part of, like, social media or just a different moral kind of... climate, I don't know.
But, some politicians do, some politicians don't.
Yeah.
It's hard to tweet pictures.
Your dad didn't?
My dad was a Catholic family man.
Lyndon Johnson played grab ass with your mom.
And lots of other women, apparently.
So, you know, some do, some don't.
Also, of course, in his day, it was very difficult to tweet pictures of your junk over a rotary phone.
Right, right. It took long. You would lose interest.
I mean, you had modems that were, 1,000 BPS, you know, it's...
At some point you could Richmond, back somebody, nine, but three, it two, didn't look four. The same on the big, curly, shiny paper. You're
no.
Like, I don't... Okay,
and if you left it in the sun, it turned black. And it, yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay. Kevin in Long Beach, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, did you ever try to fax pictures of your schmeckle when there was shiny, curly fax paper?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And, I grew up in Charlotte. Mm. My dad's turning 90 in September. He probably lives pretty close to your mom.
Oh, my God. Let's set them up. My mom's 90. Let's go.
I know. Hey, just in regards to this last guy, in a perfect world, I agree with the guy, but they elected Brown up there. And when he talks about more progressives or better progressives, you just can't find all these people. So in Anthony Weiner's case, you know, Just think about this. Michelle Bachmann, Alan West, Rand Paul, Joe Walsh, Steve King, on and on and on.
Yeah.
And you guys, you know, those people are really hurting people.
Yeah, no, that's true. You're right. It's people that, you know, someone that's hurting someone in particular and somebody that, you know, people whose policies are hurting a lot of people. You're right.
Right. So, I mean, you know, I just don't want to throw this guy down the tubes. Because he is a progressive, a very good progressive, and he was run out of Congress, basically, because we all the Democrats, to a point, were saying, hey, you can't have this. Well, like I said, think of those people I just named, and you want more of those people in there?
It goes to my point about is this partisan or is it, you know, male, female? Because as I recall, Nancy Pelosi was very much, you know, behind wanting him to step down,
yep.
And because I think a lot of... women, including Nancy Pelosi, were sort of offended by his behavior. So, you're right, whether that's right or wrong, and, you know, we should stand by people more. I guess that's up for debate.
We can say it's to be expected, but should we have to expect it? I don't think so.
18 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Michael Tomasky of the Daily Beast coming up as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, this is so amazing. It's all anybody in my class is talking about.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
No.
Unlike certain politicians we know.
Unlike Carlos Danger. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. In other unimportant news that does not involve Anthony Weiner's, the North Pole is a lake now.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there is no such thing as
global warming. That's a hoax.
Hey, you know what would be a really good idea? Even looser gun laws. North Carolina.
Yeah.
Lawmakers have approved a bill greatly expanding where concealed handguns are legally allowed.
Bars.
Right. Republican-backed bill concealed carry permit holders to take firearms into bars and restaurants and other places where alcohol is served as long as the owner does not expressly forbid it. Nicely done.
Wow.
Guns and alcohol, historically, a dandy combination.
Yeah, ask Phil Hartman. Oh, you can't.
Okay. I was reading from the New York Times editorial urging Anthony Weiner to pull out. There is nowhere you can go, I'm telling you, in this story. I do not know how the polling is. My point is, I think it's softening.
I think you should get a stiff fine.
You think so? New York Times writes, Mr. Weiner and Ms. Abedin have been saying that this sexual behavior is not the public's business. Well, it isn't until they make it our business by plunging into a political campaign. Mr. Weiner says he's staying in the mayoral race. To those who know his arrogance and have grown tired of the tawdry saga he's dragged the city into, this is not surprising. So New York Times, with one point of view, urging him to drop out. All right. The president, meanwhile, hey, you know what? There's important things like the economy and the jobs and stuff that going on.
Today, 5 years after the start of that great recession, America has fought its way back.
He outlined his top economic policy priorities for the remainder of his second term. Michael Tomosky will talk about at the bottom of the hour the relative chances of any of that getting done because of Republicans. Okay, the president.
Even though our businesses are creating new jobs and have broken record profits, nearly all the income gains of the past 10 years have continued to flow to the top 1%.
He dubbed the speech, he called his talk a better bargain for the middle class. He said, thanks to the grit and resilience of the American people, we've cleared away the rubble from the financial crisis, begun to lay a new foundation for stronger, more durable economic growth. But, and here's the but, I'm here today to tell you what we already know, that that we're not there yet.
Yeah.
By the way, in a short floor speech yesterday, Speaker Boehner described the speech as a hollow shell. It's an Easter egg with no candy in it.
Orange Easter egg with no candy in it.
I hate that.
They used to serve those at the tavern.
Yeah, we have it.
It's a hollow shell. It's an Easter egg with no candy in it.
My favorite was when he did the drunken ladder analogy. Remember that? He got all tangled up in the analogy of the economy and the ladder and rungs on the ladder.
Whatever.
And he seemed completely drunk, and he got lost in it somewhere.
As one would do when one's completely drunk.
Did he go any further on the Easter egg?
No, that's it.
No? Okay.
That's it.
He did say, Jim, because Americans aren't asking the question, where are the speeches? They're asking, where are the jobs? Well, they were in several jobs bills that you didn't pass.
Right.
Because Americans aren't asking the question, where are the speeches? They're asking, where are the jobs?
Play on how clever that is. Where are the jobs? Gotcha.
Dusting off that old nugget again. By the way, I thought this part was great. The president directly challenged Republicans to offer their own ideas. He said, what are your ideas? If you think you have a better plan for making sure every American has the security of quality, affordable health care, stop taking meaningless repeal votes and share your concrete ideas with the country.
Exactly.
Yeah, Americans, where are the jobs? That's what I want to know. And where are the Easter eggs?
Talked about infrastructure.
Out of the bourbon. Candy.
He said we've got 100,000 bridges that are old enough to qualify for Medicare, which got laughter. And this was a good one. He said, if you think education is expensive, wait till you see how much ignorance costs in the 21st century. Thank you. Thank you.
That was good.
To which the Republicans replied,
hey, which way did it go?
Danette in Portland on the Wiener, not tacticallydirty.com. Hi, Danette.
Hi. Hey, I love you guys. I'm a 12-year Catholic schoolgirl survivor also.
Wow. Oh, my.
Deprogrammed myself, so I'm fine now. And I just wanted to say, love Obama, love that speech. But on the Wiener thing, I really believe we need to vote for women. They don't seem to make the same stupid decisions men make. And maybe some of them have affairs, but they're smart enough not to tweet their stuff. Not you know, get involved.
I don't think Hillary was at the, you know, State Department saying, who wants to see a picture of my foggy bottom? I do
absolutely
not.
Absolutely.
Right?
I'd say Hillary for president, she should pick that Benghazi Republican, the one Republicans hate, that gal for vice president, and just go women.
Yep,
because
go women.
I think they care about people. They don't like war.
Not Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah, well, right. Now, everyone, not you, Michelle.
Yeah.
Other women we're talking about. Not you, Caribou Barbie. Okay.
Yay!
Okay, Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go
ahead. Hey, I have a comment to make about the Anthony Weiner.
Right.
Well, it's not just about him. It's about all the other politicians that sit up there high and mighty and can't control their own sexual indiscretions that they want to dictate to you, me, and everybody else. You can't smoke pot. You're gay. You can't get married. You're a woman. It's not your body to decide what you can and can't do with it. Yep. I think we've had enough of these politicians yep. that say one thing and tell us we can't do the same thing.
Yep. Oh, somebody sent me a great one. They said the Republican Party should be called the vagina demagogues.
You could dictate.
Oh,
God, really?
Wee. Okay, Michael Tomosky next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Unhand me, inebriated temptress.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Well, you know, do I say it almost every day?
That you want to marry, kiss, and date Michael Tomosky?
Yes.
Yes.
Because he is a fabulous writer. Today's is Don't Repeal Any Laws, Repeal John Boner. Michael Tomosky joins us now. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
I said twirling my hair.
Don't tweet me any pictures, okay?
All right. Chris, just stop me during the commercial break. I love you because you're a happy, clappy liberal like me normally, but I have to say, we're facing some pretty stark realities that you point out politically, electorally speaking. We just played, play that again for Michael. This is what the kind of thing we get from John Boner in response to the president's speech on the economy.
It's a hollow shell. It's an Easter egg with no candy in it.
These are in our candy or bourbon in it.
All right. So there's that. You say, the speaker says Republicans should be judged on how many laws they repeal. This is unprecedented, irresponsible, and terrifying. I mean, it really is, right? That has become their governing principle is not to govern.
And then as if to confirm what I had written, which I wrote on Tuesday, and it appeared Wednesday morning, and that Wednesday I looked at my New York Times, and lo and behold, there was an article by one of their congressional correspondents that said, the strategy is to block everything, and quoted one of the key committee chairmen as saying, everything Obama wants is dead on arrival, et cetera, et cetera, right. et cetera, and the deepest cuts, they seek the deepest cuts to domestic programs ever. Even adjusting for inflation, some things will be, you know, have less money than they had in the 1980s, so on and so on and so on. So, yes, we have reached the point now where it's not simply a case, and it's important. I know you know this, and I know that your listeners know this, but somehow Americans need to know this. It's not just the case of two parties being far apart ideologically and not being able to come to terms. We have reached the point now where one party actively sees dysfunction as its job and mission.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, you always, as you do, you know, put it in such great historical context. You say it would be impossible to name the craziest thing said by Republicans so far this year. This year, this week, new entrants arrive constantly and the competition is feral. But you said his statement about we ought to be judged on how many laws we repeal. You say it's not an outrageous statement in the Obama wants to impose Sharia law vein, but in a way it's more disturbing. Now the Republican Party sees dysfunction as its mission. And, I mean, I think what you further go on to talk about is what we've talked about, this gerrymandering and all that.
Yeah.
You know, that this is the new normal, basically, right?
Yeah, and we're probably stuck with this situation for a long time, unfortunately, and it's very depressing. But I write there that I, given the way they gerrymandered after 2010 and the way districts are set up, they might well hold the majority in the House of Representatives until the next redistricting, which is 8 years away.
Oh, God.
They might not. You know, they're not that far apart. I mean, the Democrats need to pick up fewer than 20 seats to regain, and that's not really that many. But boy, anybody listening should go Google up a list of Republican-held House seats that are really you know, vulnerable. It's a short list.
Well, and you know, you put it in recent historical context as you talk about. You say, you know, a president's top few priorities were always given a hearing, and compromises usually reached. You talk about, you know, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, even Newt Gingrich with Bill Clinton. But I mean, here's the most terrifying thing in your story, in your piece. You say, you know, they didn't come to pass legislation. You know, and Boehner is handing them his trusty Bic lighter. Virtually everything Boehner says publicly is designed to placate the pyromaniacs. And that's what you say. They brought us to a place we've never been before, post-governance America.
Yeah, and I have this fact in there that is pretty mind-boggling to me, anyway. Fully half of the Republican caucus in the House has only been there since 2010 or 2012. Half of them. So these are Tea Party people who were elected, as I said, to burn it down, not to do anything constructive. And it just reduces, Stephanie, the sort of institutional memory and the, you know, deference that they pay to certain traditions, you know, and not all of those traditions are good. And I don't want to say that there was some great golden age, you know, there were always problems and so on. But, you know, when you have people, who are just sort of cut off from, there did used to be a history of some bipartisan cooperation, even into the 80s and sort of into the 90s.
Right.
And when you have people totally cut off from that history and don't care about it and don't want anything to do with it, you just have a qualitatively new situation.
Yeah, you quote our other friend Jonathan Chait as saying, you know, their new negotiating position with Obama is, we'll raise the debt ceiling for the rest of your term. All you have to do is sign the Ryan budget into law and privatize Medicare.
God.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, and as you say, like, even if, you know, say Boehner goes out on a limb, passes immigration, leaves, then we get Speaker Cantor or Speaker Paul Ryan, and you said, I have trouble envisioning what worse could be, but it most certainly would get worse under either of those two.
Well, there's no question. I mean, you know, Boehner is a reasonable person, I suppose, compared to them. So, you know, this could and probably will get worse. And if we have President Hillary Clinton, which I fully suspect we may, and hope we may, you know, it's not like they're going to lighten up on Hillary Clinton.
Right. Well, I mean, you do make a point at the end here. You say we need leaders from other walks of life. I mean, I think the most important thing you say is this is not a partisan crisis. It's a historical crisis. I mean, for America.
Yeah.
And you say we need people from other walks of life, especially the various branches of the business world, to stand up and say to Republicans that dysfunction cannot be your mission. You must govern. Govern conservatively, but govern. And we need, as I've said before, big-dollar organizations that can boot some of these people out of office and replace them with a few Dick Lugers. We don't need to repeal any laws. Repealing 100 or so people is what we need. I mean, but would that that could happen, right? I mean, as you're saying, it's tough politically, but it's not impossible.
I've written many times, so many times that I've bored myself writing, but I think it's really important. You know, Stephanie, you have all these organizations, they pop up in presidential election years, that want to elect somebody from the center, and that say the parties are too polarized, and what was the one called, Americans United, was that? Do you remember the name of it in 2012?
Right.
And there was one in 2008. These things are a complete waste of time. Nobody who is not from one of the two major parties is going to be elected president. And president is not the level where you start this kind of reform anyway. What we need, what I wish those people would do, instead of spending millions and millions of dollars on some stupid pipe dream that's not going to happen, I wish they would spend their many millions of dollars trying to create a moderate pressure group inside the Republican Party to find Republican moderate candidates so that when these Republicans in office are thinking about the next election and the next primary, they're not just worried about being primaried from the right. They're worried about being primaried from the center.
That's really smart.
The only thing that will change this.
Well, and also, I'm sure you saw the latest poll. Like, just when you think it can't get worse, I mean, disapproval for Congress is literally, I mean, right? It's in the high 80% or something.
If the margin of error went into negative,
Yeah.
That's
so,
what it would be.
Yeah, maybe we are at a tipping point. Who knows? What do you think? Anthony Weiner, in or out, so to speak, of the mayoral race. What do you think of that?
Well, it doesn't seem that we can rely on his conscience to get him to leave the race.
Yes.
It'll have to be the polls or you know, important, prominent New Yorkers, his money people, things like that. I think that this is just enough is enough, and he's out of his mind, and I'm not feeling much better about Huma these days either. And I think if they want to stay together, that's their business. They're entitled. Right. It's not my business. They should be married, but they should not force themselves on us like this.
Yep, I hear you. All right, Michael, always great stuff as always. Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
All right, thank you.
Yay.
He's so cute. He's just
He's not thinking too highly of Huma Abedin either.
I know.
Like our Jackie.
Like our Jackie. Uh-huh. I know. That's maybe Jackie's off today. That's where she went to do Huma a little talking to.
Or maybe she went to go marry and kiss and date Michael Tomasky.
Maybe. That traitorous bitch. Sorry. Robin in North Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Robin.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, you guys mock on. People all pay consequences for what they do. Wiener's showed himself to be a perv. Well, dude, if they vote you in, you got it. But in the meantime, we're going to laugh our asses off. And the last time I called, I was so upset about Zimmerman, I dropped an F-bomb. I wanted to apologize.
Oh, thank you.
But I will say this, too. He's a murderer. Any reasonable human being knows that. And I hope he just has a wretched life. And I love hearing you guys just mock him. Like, mock on.
Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, in case you hadn't heard, the royal baby is named George after George Zimmerman, who did deliver the baby in a... It was a breach, apparently, and he is a midwife, which we didn't know. And directly after he rescued those people from the car, he went and...
Once more into the breach, he said. That's just the kind of guy George is. And he saved the baby, and
all hail King George.
Thank you. Greg Palace says that Trayvon Martin's dad needs to drag Zimmerman to civil court.
Yeah, the only way to get him to testify.
Right, yep.
Yeah, to get him to get on the stand.
An open letter to him. I hope he does.
Yeah, I do too. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What in the name of holy hell is going on here?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show this hour, brought to you by Carbonite. Okay, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Jay in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Jay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guys. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I think we're getting distracted here. Now, probably somebody, maybe I'm the only one in this conversation who has experienced this. Probably somebody at that table of you guys had a parent that may have cheated on the other parent, not virtually, not through fantasy talking, chit-chat on the Internet, but the actual thing. I wish you'd go to your mom and ask, who would you rather? A guy talks about having sex and cheating on her, or a guy who actually does it? In real life.
Well, I get it that it's worse, but a lot of women actually don't make that distinction. I mean,
you're right. They don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But look at this. Okay, look how you conduct your show. And I love your show. I'm at a real level. But you guys won't be considered good conversation, good people, because you sit there, you tell fart jokes, you defend a lot of things involving gays. It's just a little while ago, gays were viewed as being immoral by the churches. So you guys don't, on the totem pole by the judges standard in America, you guys aren't real high on the totem pole either. Not in my opinion.
What, because we support gays?
No, I mean, this is America.
Are you saying fart jokes are immoral?
I'm just saying. And there are a lot of real issues. Now, how many...
Are you comparing being gay to what Anthony Weiner did to his wife?
No, I'm not saying that. Well, I'm comparing about the way America judges people, black people, people who are gay. It's very conservative in what it advocates. And you
actually,
guys,
there's majority support for marriage equality, so I'm not sure that's necessarily true. But
I think you're yelling at the wrong people here, too.
Right now, but when you all talk about DOMA, when you talk about don't ask, don't tell, during the time when Clinton put forth don't ask, don't tell, that was a compromise. Republicans want your asses.
Right.
We took them to task for that.
Gays out of the military altogether. And don't ask, don't tell, then poll with. I don't know anything that Barack has ever fought for that's liberal. When they say Obamacare, that really should be called Heritage Care.
Right. Yeah, Heritage Foundation. I get it.
That was a Republican
okay, well,
go ahead.
All right. So I guess it's basically his point is the guy point that it's, he didn't really do anything because it's only on the internet or what.
Whatever.
If you read those texts, that's cheating. I'm sorry. We can all decide what cheating is.
It's emotional cheating. It's
yes.
not physical cheating. It's
right.
emotional cheating.
Right.
Which is,
well,
to me, is just
and it's sexual cheating, except not physical. It's just weird. Dude's a super freak. Let's go to...
I don't know if it's unusual in this day and age.
All right. Christine, but... well, I'm a little bit of a prude.
No, you're just technologically challenged.
Just
you don't know how to do
I
it.
I just sit at home in my shawl with my glass figurines of Michael Tomasky and Charlie Pierce.
You would probably sext Michael Tomasky if you knew how to do
it. If I knew how to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Christine in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Christine.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I loved having Michael Tomasky in my ear.
I know, right?
That was really hot.
All right, go ahead.
Anyways. You had a couple callers earlier that was talking about the Lawrence O'Donnell show, and yes, I'd like to kiss and whatever to him
kiss
too.
Kiss and to marry him too, yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love Lawrence O'Donnell. But he was not referring to shows like yours. He specifically targeted the New York media with their hypocrisy regarding Wiener and Giuliani and Clinton. So it wasn't shows like yours or those other ones out there in the airwaves. It was specifically targeted to the, you know, to the New York media. So take no offense, Stephanie.
All right. So then
you have
I
nothing
won't.
To be ashamed
then
of.
Then I won't. All right. I know Lawrence loves me. Cause I love him too. See, that was my porn. Remember that promo they used to run for him about the bullets?
Yes. The first 13
are... my porn, yeah. Oh, right? It's something about a magazine. It doesn't matter. It's just when he gets mad and that vein kind of throbs and his eyes get even bluer. You know what I mean? He does it. I blame the shooter for the first bullet. I blame the law for the... That was a... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Squee. Okay.
We get such a peek into your sexual psyche.
It's weird.
When...
okay.
Wow.
Should have been as careful... Going
getting
in,
out
in
his,
getting the outdoor
out.
From the thing when stuff happens.
So that would have been good advice for Anthony Weiner if I'd been able to get it right.
Then he would have listened to you.
Okay. Let's go to Paul in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, go ahead.
I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
I'm also an economist, and I want to point out to John Boehner Boehner where the jobs are, since he doesn't know.
Right.
The Republicans have killed over 2 million jobs in the last 4 years with budget cuts to states and local governments, which has laid off over 700,000 teachers, firemen, food inspectors.
What would the unemployment level be?
Another one to get rid of the post office.
What would the employment number be, do you think, if we'd had the same, you know, it's the same as under Bush in terms of public sector and private sector jobs?
Well, if the Republicans weren't a boat anchor around job creation, we'd be creating probably 400,000 jobs a month right now. I mean, we'd have a Clinton-style recovery if the Republicans would cooperate instead of just, you know, now they want to cut another 2 million jobs with the sequester.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so, I know. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I thought this was good, the president yesterday.
If you think you have a better plan for making sure that every American has the security of quality, affordable health care, then stop taking meaningless repeal votes and share your concrete ideas with the country.
Hell to the yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Noel in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Noel.
Hey, Steph, good morning.
Good morning.
Hold on a second, wait. There's a police officer passing me, and I don't want him to see me with my phone. Okay,
no.
Wait.
Okay, good idea. All right, we'll just
got it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, so let me pull over. Steph?
Yes.
If we're going to use fidelity in marriage as criteria for electing our public officials, lesbians should be the ones in charge.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And one more thing. As far as Elliot Spitzer goes,
uh-huh.
leave this man alone because he's the enemy of my enemies. This man
is
going after Wall Street. And Wall Street, these bastards are the ones who took the homes of my friends and colleagues and almost got my partner in my
house. They didn't
house.
Screw just one person. They screwed all of us.
That's right. And I don't care what he does with his penis. As far as I'm concerned, he can take that penis of his and beat it over the heads of all those Wall Street bastards. But then again, you know what?
Right.
They that may not, but Steph, that may not be received as punishment.
All right.
Ah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. That's a visual I'm not going to get out of my mind for quite some time.
Let's not dwell
now.
On that, please. Let's right. not dwell.
Let's not. Okay. Huh. All right. I don't know why I was going to blurt out Carlos Danger. I can't get it out of my head now. I don't know.
Muy peligroso.
Right. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoy, voice DD Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Wow! Look at the, have you seen the this Pennsylvania police chief guy? This is awesome. Police Chief Mark Kessler of Gilberton, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Uploaded a video with a one-note message. All you libtards.
Hmm. Oh.
Oh. In the video, he says 9 times. F-bomb. Refuses to apologize and punctuates his preventative by firing various automatic weapons into the air. Kessler has a whole YouTube channel filled with these firearm expletive bundles. He made protest videos against the UN, the Secretary of State John Kerry, as well as a gun demonstration video in which he fires at a photo of a clown he says represents Nancy Pelosi.
Huh.
Oh, and once Kessler shot himself in his hand with his own gun while off duty at a tavern.
A tavern.
2011.
That he stood his ground.
Against his own hand.
And his hand.
Against his own hand. And he shot himself. Yes, he did. That guy. All right.
I just effing shot myself.
Right, right. In case you just tuned in, I didn't mention that the royal baby is named George after George Zimmerman, who delivered the baby. It was a breech birth. He flew over, rescued the royal baby after the family in the car. Oh, and also Jim reported yesterday that he found the Lindbergh baby and revived.
Right.
The Lindbergh baby as well. Because he is awesome.
He's just so awesome.
He's fantastic.
He's a wonderful guy. It's just incredible. Oh. I wish I could be like George.
Another adventure, another day.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
I just shot myself.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. Who came to this planet from a strange and faraway place and settled in Florida, where he fought for truth, justice, and the American way. His American way.
Help me, George Zimmerman. You're my only hope.
The Adventures of Zimmerman.
Yeah, oddly, that press conference with the fictional family. Oh, I mean, excuse me, the family that was rescued from car.
Right.
They went poof somehow.
Hmm.
They disappeared.
They haven't been seen from.
No.
Nor heard from.
No. I guess they were abducted by aliens. That's
yeah, there
the
was just Tutti Mark O'Mara there.
No. Oh, well, the family, they had a thing with a guy, and they, oh, look over there. It's, Oh, black kid. What? Uh-oh.
Maybe
Duck!
If Mark O'Mara had a thing with a dentist. Who knows?
Yeah, could be.
Maybe that's why.
Get his dentures
fixed. He needed bigger teeth.
He needed a different set of clackety comedy teeth.
Yes.
George, he said that. What a prequel.
His chiclets fell out.
Yeah, weirdly, everybody's waiting for the big press conference of the big latest heroics of George
Including
Zimmerman.
Including
you. I was called to CNN to react to the big press conference from the
Crickets.
Latest, Tumbleweeds. You know, adventure of Zimmerman.
Zimmerman.
The hero. Speaking of other heroes, Edward Snowden has not been given Russian travel documents. He is still in the airport. They just said yet to giving him. He'll remain in the transit zone at the airport. Russian President Putin has refused to hand him to American authorities and said he could stay in Russia only if he stopped leaking U.S. secrets. Yeah. How many times can you eat it? Applebee's? What's in Russian airport?
No, all they have is like
borscht.
Vending machines of borscht. Either the vending machine is going to run out of borscht or he's going to run out of rubles.
That, yeah, That'll make them crack. Oh, I hate beets. Okay, I'll come
beets.
Home.
Why do it have to be beets?
Exactly. They're like snakes
sure.
at this point.
And they also like anchovies with honey and sour cream.
Mmm, interesting.
Ooh. Okay.
That's a Russian delicacy.
Can you get vodka, at least?
You can get vodka out of the tap there.
Okay. Hot and cold running vodka.
The president's carny.
We believe Mr. Snowden ought to be expelled and returned to the United States, where he faces felony charges, and that there is ample legal justification for that, and precedent in terms of cooperation with Russia.
Yet.
Speaking of which, Snowden's Russian lawyer.
Oh boy.
Just because this will sound like a record backwards, why not?
You have to take our bureaucracy into account. Therefore, his papers are still being considered.
Oh, I see. It's red tape.
Yes, that.
Of course, he's red.
The red's doing red tape, or it takes a long time.
Sure.
It's too much red. Senator John McCain.
Tell Vlad that we'll be Vladimir that we'll be more flexible. Maybe
Vlad?
Push the reset button back to 1955. But this is another slap in the face to the United States of America.
Did he just call him Vlad?
Vlad.
Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, Grampy. All right. Let's go to Shelley in
Vlad the Shirtless.
Sheboygan. Shelley, are you really in Sheboygan?
I am, Stephanie. Good morning.
I love saying Sheboygan more than anything.
Well, but we spell it with a C, you know, instead of an H, because we're in Michigan instead of Wisconsin.
Oh, you're not.
Kind of the same.
Okay, go ahead.
Probably the last time I'm going to get a chance to speak to you as well, because you're going to be off the air, I'm assuming, in a few weeks.
No, just the TV part, not the radio,
well,
radio part.
Well, there'll be other news on the TV part. Right. We'll keep you posted.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
True. My point is, number one, maybe if Rick Snyder would have made George Zimmerman the emergency manager, Detroit pensioners
right.
wouldn't be losing.
He could have rescued Detroit. That's right.
Exactly.
Zimmerman could have.
But my other point is, I think Detroit is probably kind of like a microcosm of what the Republicans are trying to actually do to this country,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to go in and they're going to try and privatize everything and sell it off, you know, to the lowest bidder or highest bidder, whichever. And it's just disgusting, you know, that they're trying to take away the post office, which, by the way, is part of the Constitution.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. But that's all I had to say,
yep.
hon.
Yep. Thank you, honey. Appreciate it. Let's go to Peggy in L.A. Hi, Peggy. Welcome.
Hi. I kind of differentiate between Spitzer and Wiener in that, okay, what Wiener did was really not that bad when you look at people going to nude beaches and people are now playing all these computer games and so forth.
Right.
And what Spitzer did is less socially acceptable by young people and everything else in that,
yeah.
you know, he went to a hooker, although I know tons of people who have been to European countries that allow it and have gone legally to hookers.
Right.
And it has been around since Greece. I differentiate between the two of them, which both of them, I think, do great things. They have great ideas,
mm-hmm.
okay, the things they support.
Right.
Wiener doesn't seem to have himself under control.
No.
And Spitzer seems like, oh, yeah, you know, I was doing kind of a male thing, you know, and
right.
it's not acceptable, and now I put it behind me. And that's where I differentiate between the two. I don't think Spitzer has it to deal with anymore.
Yeah. You know,
and it seems like Wiener has it to deal with. And I hate to say it, but it's a little bit like our New Jersey governor, where
right.
I always said to myself, his weight it has got to be a problem, and he needs to deal with that. And
mm-hmm.
I don't like them having their time split between a strong personal problem.
Right,
and doing their job.
Well, you know, and I have to say I have a personal take on that because I know Elliot Spitzer, obviously. I've worked with him here at Current. And I you know, and I could be wrong, Peggy, but I got the same sense. When I talked to him personally, he seemed to really have a sense of humor and a humility about it. And kind of like, and he did talk about his wife in a way that I found authentic. And I think you're right. I think that it is different, that I think he's past it, I hope, you know.
Yeah.
And you're right. I just get that Anthony Weiner's not. I think you're right. He's in the middle of a pretty serious problem that he needs help with, you know?
Yeah. And yet what he did in and of itself is not too different than going to a nude beach. You know, I mean, when you get right down to it, I know people have gone to nude beaches before, and it freaks me out. But
yeah, but I think it was more than that.
But
it
I think he doesn't have control over it. That's the point.
Yeah. All right, honey. Yeah. I appreciate it. I think you get her point, Jim. You can't have a, you know, a Spitzer without a wiener. What? You know what I'm
Spitzer?
Saying.
Spitzer? I just met her.
Right. Exactly.
Hey.
Anthony. Anthony in Cleveland. Hi, Anthony.
Well, not to rain on your parade here, right. The parade of the previous hour's caller indicating a Clinton-style revival of jobs. But
clunk. Okay.
Okay. All but, right. You know, Clinton actually cut spending to a great degree, so... I think if that's something that you guys are interested in doing, creating jobs, then probably should follow Clinton's role of a conservative federal government.
We're at the lowest level of government spending than we've been at in many, many years.
Under
Obama.
Obama.
He's not cutting spending the way Clinton did, though. There's no question about that.
Yes,
he is.
Yes.
Incorrect. That's absolutely
the deficit
absolutely
is
incorrect.
Falling at a record level, actually. All right. Yeah.
No.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yes. No. Clear.
To,
Everybody, clear.
Stop listening to Rush Limbaugh because he doesn't give you facts.
Sponge. Forceps. Okay. All right. 17 minutes after the hour, much more to get to, including the president's big speech on the economy yesterday, as we continue on the Stephanie Moore Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller. Everybody, apparently.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 21 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Mark in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mark.
Hi, morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Two quick points. From what I'm hearing this morning, it sounds like there's a bit of a puritanical moralizing about Carlos Danger. And I think we kind of heard the same thing 40 years ago about other orientations.
Are you going to bring up the gay?
Well, it sounds like the same moralizing. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to criticize anybody, but I'm just hearing the same moralizing and need to discard somebody because of their...
I feel like this is a little simpler than people. I think it's about a guy being jerky to his wife and, you know, humiliating her in public. And I think, people are entitled to however they feel about that, I guess.
Yeah, if that's the case, though, I certainly agree. I'm not sure if they're in an open situation or not. So that's all I'll say about that.
It doesn't seem like it. I could be wrong. You know what I want to know?
What?
I want to know more about Peepee Guy in the cubicle.
Sorry, what?
Peepee guy in the cubicle.
Oh, the guy in the background of the...
That was like the neighbor on...
Oh, that guy, yes.
That was just like looking over the cubicle.
Hey, I top that. Oh, yeah.
And Anthony Weiner.
Hey, what are you doing right here?
Come on.
He was like...
Anybody need consoling?
He was looking at Huma's ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was the weirdest part.
Yeah.
I think they did that on purpose so Weiner didn't look like the biggest perv in the picture.
They hired him from Central Casting.
I'll take the heat for you. Oh, yeah.
Weiner's creepy, but not as creepy. Guy behind Huma. Ew.
Oh, bend over. I think he dropped something.
Ew.
Richard in Chicago. Might I call you Dick today? Hi, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a conservative that just stumbled onto you. No, I just...
You see what you did there.
I really care about you all deeply. You know, I've called your show before, and I listen in just about every day I can. I just don't understand why we care about these things. Anthony Weiner is obviously from the opposite political spectrum that I am, but does he do his job for his constituents? I voted for Bill Clinton. Yes, I'm a conservative. I thought he was a wonderful president, and I thought what happened in his life was between he and his wife.
Yeah.
The only people humiliating Anthony Weiner's wife is the press, is people that say this, that. I would give anything.
I mean, I think, you know, Richard, I think there's a different element to this. Is he put this out here himself publicly on Twitter, on Facebook, on, you know. I think that there are different elements in this. You know, it's not that everybody doesn't get the Clinton analogy, but I'm just saying, I think this is a little different. He just resigned over this, said he's redeemed, asked for a second chance, and it's like, you know, that's all I'm saying, is this is just, it's a little different. Now he's trying to get back in office. It's not like Clinton, who was president, and as you said, most people felt was doing a great job, and they were doing a taxpayer-funded investigation of his private life. This is just different. I think Anthony Weiner did this to himself, don't you?
No, I was going to go there when it came to the fact that he said, you know, I'm sorry, I did this when I'm going to resign, and then continued it. Now that, I mean, that's a liar. There's a difference when you're a liar, and you're just a person that says, you know, I would just love to be in that situation, and press says,
I think he's in a difficult situation when he is asking the public, it's not just his wife, he's asking the public to forgive him and give him another chance. And then he obviously lied to the public when he said that. So now he's in the position of trying to run for something where he's been caught lying about a lot of stuff. And you're right. It's up, like, as we've said many times, Chris, it's up to the people of New York whether
absolutely.
That is relevant to his job or not. Anyway, so
we can make suggestions.
Right. Helpful suggestions. We're helpers.
Yes, we are.
I suggest that you stop tweeting pictures of your penis to people. You don't have to listen to me. Hello, Bill in Albany.
Hi, Steph. I don't have that problem. The Hubble telescope's in orbit.
So, hi. Oh, come on now.
Now, listen. Getting to Michael Tomasky, he is a wonderful writer.
Yep.
And I think, Stephanie, that we have that problem with these Republicans right now. And I think we have that problem because we enabled them. In 2006, when we took over the Congress, by not impeaching Bush and Cheney, by not going after them tooth and nail, we let them have their way, and they just figured if we can get 4,000 kids killed and not get impeached for lying us into that war, we can do anything we want.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pretty much.
I hear you. Thank you for not saying anything bad about Michael Tomasky, by the way, because I would... stand by my man no matter what.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what he does.
By your man.
Unlike Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I'm not this woman. Stand by her man. You would stand
she
by your man.
She did not do the black woman neck that you just did.
But she said it like that. Stand by my man. No. She did say it like that.
All right, fine.
I just saw that clip this morning, actually.
Disturbing with your big, God, like tree trunk neck. Okay.
I have no neck, yet I can
you
still
did.
Do the
you
black
have
woman
absolutely
neck.
Absolutely no neck at all. It's
I know.
Weird. You look like a Rock'em Sock'em robot.
Yee.
The president.
Yeah. What we've got in Washington, we've seen a sizable group of Republican lawmakers suggest that they wouldn't vote to pay the very bills that Congress rang up. And that fiasco harmed a fragile recovery in 2011, and we can't afford to repeat that.
Yes, that was our plan. It worked spectacularly.
Okay. Diane in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
As far as Anthony Weiner, no matter what happens, I will always thank him for standing up for the first responders in New York City and getting them money. That was a terrific moment when he did that.
Yeah.
And as far as, you know, you brought up Mayor Koch before, I actually was on the Lower East Side, and he actually came down the block. I was a teacher at the time, and said, "How am I doing?" And I told him not so well because he was laying off teachers at that point.
Oh, boy.
But he was an interesting dude. And George Zimmerman, he's like an evil George Costanza. I just think of that. You know, he does underhanded things like that. Like the time George had to befriend Jerry's exterminator, who was black, to prove that he had a black friend.
Right.
And then trying to date Marissa Tomei as soon as Susan died. So he's just in my head as an evil Costanza.
Yeah, that's
significant
right.
Shrinkage.
Yeah, exactly. And the significant shrinkage of his character. And I think he would try to steal a rye bread from an old woman. I do. And then
Jerry put Jerry carried out, but he put Jerry up to it. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
No
right.
Soup for you.
Right.
And I think we only mentioned
That he was standing his ground for his bread.
We only mentioned Ed Koch because we're just glad we didn't see his penis.
No!
Yeah.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There was something about this date, September 1st, 1939. This is the German invasion of Poland.
It's also the exact day and year that
Stephanie Miller
was born.
How we talk to each other during the commercial breaks. Mm. I mean, really.
I know. Insulting my lack of neck.
I said, whatever, no neck. All right, 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Ooh, interesting tweet from Frank Rich, who I previously wanted to date and kiss and marry before I, dumped him for Michael Tomasky.
Sure.
He said, as I said, the Clintons will determine Wiener's fate. He is no favorite to Hillary 2016. And that's actually a good, a very good point. The current president, Obama, yes.
Good job. Good education for your kids. Home on your own. Secure retirement. Fifth, I'm going to keep focusing on health care.
Talking about if we just do...
If we just stand by and do nothing in the face of immense change, understand that the part of our character will be lost.
And then he mentioned phony scandals in Congress, talking to you.
With this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say this needs to stop.
By the way, the House Republicans do have a strategy, a really, really bad one.
Yep.
Politico has a piece, House Republican budget strategy collapsing. The central premise, as sold by budget monster Paul Ryan, was that Washington could wipe out deficits in 10 years and protect defense spending, all while embracing the lower appropriation caps dictated by the sequestration. 4 months later, it's proving to be a bridge too far. Only 3 of the 12 annual spending bills have been debated. Against their better judgments, Republicans on the House Appropriations Committee have been required to cut important investments in science, community development, and foreign aid. Senate Republicans are peeling off in protest. Time is running short. They're thinking about doing another stopgap continuing resolution thing.
Whatever.
It begs the question, is the continuing resolution a bridge to a larger deal or just another ramp down the new normal of sequestration that President Obama, for one, will find hard to accept? It was like Michael Tomasky talked about, their job has become not to govern.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just to burn the place down. The president yesterday.
The only thing I care about is how to use every minute of the remaining 1,276 days of my term to make this country work for working Americans again.
Yeah!
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Ow!
Hulk smash.
Ow!
Okay. The president.
I will not allow gridlock or inaction or willful indifference to get in our way.
Oh. Willful indifference is what I do when I'm not in a tavern.
Okay. Nah. Thank you. Gene in Buffalo, New York, on the wiener. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Gene.
All right. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes.
I think there is one thing that joins Spitzer and Wiener.
Oh, dear.
And it has nothing to do with the question of private sexual peccadilloes and moralizing and hand-wringing. It's this, that when the people needed both of these folks to be in political office to help them, because they were progressive people, they abandoned the people. They left the field. That's the problem. And in no way should they be supported for personal rehabilitation.
Yeah.
There are
I've heard that argument. That why do the
progressive people who don't have that baggage and haven't abandoned people?
Yeah. A lot of people make the David the diaper, diaper boy.
Yes.
Senator Diaper Boy.
Sure.
Bitter. I mean, that's the thing. They don't, Mark Sanford back in, they don't ever, a lot of people I have heard say that they didn't think Wiener or Spitzer should have quit in the first place.
Well, and what Vitter did was illegal, soliciting a prostitute.
Right.
In a diaper. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
We found out who Cubicle Guy is.
The prostitute, by the way, was not in a diaper.
As far as
Senator
you know.
Bitter allegedly was.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, they could have both been in diapers, I suppose. We found out who Cubicle Guy is.
Oh, who is it?
He was actually a reporter covering the press conference for New York's WOR.
Why does he look so creepy and pervy, I wonder?
Because he didn't want to be in the shot. But by looking like he didn't want to be in the shot, he became very conspicuous in the shot.
What's going on over there?
He's blocking the shot. Don't block the shot. Saying.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Don't block the shot. Don't block the shot. Got it? Don't block the shot. You're blocking the shot.
Block the shot.
We have a right to be here to shoot the shot.
Shoot the shot.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly and anger management. Okay, Desi in Jacksonville. Hello, Desi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I just wanted to say I do love your show. And I do want to say I care less what these guys do with their personal life as long as they're not doing it with children. The bottom line here is their politics. What are they doing for us as a people? I think when you guys, you know, joke about it, it must be the in relationship to hypocrisy, what they are saying that they're not doing versus what they are doing. I mean, that's what's wrong with America. Right now we're concerned about what these people are doing in their personal lives. We shouldn't be.
Well, it's not the problem, does he? Again, it's not just personal. It's he made it public. When you start putting stuff out on social media, you know, I mean, that was the thing that killed me about his first, you know, the press conference when he said, we had this very public thing happen to us.
No.
Oh, really? Let me break out the tiny violin. Let's go to Joan in New York. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Stephanie, a.k.a. Sister Sleaze.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
See, your past always haunts you and peeks over a cubicle when you least expect it.
I guess I'm a strong liberal, but I question the intelligence and judgment of guys like Wiener. You know, they're supposed to be smart, and don't they know if they put something out on the airwaves, it's going to be found? Well, I don't understand.
The big head is very, smart on some of these guys. Little one, not so much.
I guess. That's right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, honey. Appreciate it. Billy in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bill.
Hey. Originally, I wanted to speak with you on Zimmerman, but I know you think that we Southern or redneck people are ignorant, but
no.
I watch all stations, and why is it that you liberals are so one-sided? Why do you not watch both sides of the story?
I do. God. I do watch both sides.
Well,
I'm guessing that you watch both sides and you just stumbled on my show.
Well, I watch your show sometimes because I find those two guys kind of comical, like the tooth thing. They both kind of have funny looking teeth.
The Marco Mara there, yes.
Making fun of someone with funny looking teeth.
Right.
But
you have funny looking teeth?
I don't have teeth.
With the Southern stereotypes. Next, you're going to play this, and then you're going to play me.
I'm a Southern. I don't have teeth.
I'm from Virginia.
You don't have any teeth?
He's kidding.
No, we don't have teeth.
That's funny. See
what you did?
You did some self humor.
Deprecating humor.
That was funny.
But I just find that you're always very one-sided. You don't.
We have a point of view.
Right. Yes, we do have a point of view. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
make sure you call Rush Limbaugh today and tell him that, too.
I will.
All right.
I will. You have a good day.
All right. You too, Billy. All right. He had a little sense of humor there.
He likes the guy with the teeth.
Oh, my God. I don't know what he's talking about. Is there something wrong with my teeth? I've never been told that before.
Cornelian, you know, can I just say, okay, this will only be for the TV audience, but, you know, like when you used to do really amateur stuff in high school, that's what Marco Mara reminds me of.
Like when you dry your teeth.
Yeah, when you do that. Uh-huh. You do that. Hi, I'm George Burns attorney. See, that was only funny if you're watching on TV. Okay, Cornelia in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie and the Mooks.
Hello.
I just have to call and give you my opinion on the difference between Wiener and Spitzer.
Okay.
I think Anthony Wiener has a serious problem. It's exhibitionism combined with narcissism, and I think it needs to be tended to, and I agree. I think that he should not be the mayor of New York, although he was my hero several times when he was yelling in Congress. But, you know, this situation that he has, I think it's a serious problem. that needs to be, well, Uma said they've had therapy and lots of therapy. However, Elliot Spitzer, on the other hand,
I think you're right, though. It does clearly need more tending, like a little garden of perviness or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it needs, yes, like a lot more tending, I think.
Right.
But as far as Spitzer goes, you know, when Elliot Spitzer got caught with this prostitute, I was furious at him. You know, he was the sheriff of Wall Street.
Yep.
He was on to these guys, and I believed that if he hadn't have gotten caught, this Great Recession never would have happened.
Yeah.
Because he would have busted these guys and busted them big time,
or
it wouldn't have happened.
Well, and it's another instance of a really smart guy that you're like, what are you writing a personal check? Really? What did you write in the thing for hookers? Signed the governor of New York. No!
You know where they were looking at him? The Republicans were looking at him because they tried to get him for spending government money on the hookers. And he didn't. And that's the whole thing. He was brought down because he was so close to busting up this Wall Street gang that they were scared shitless.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right, then. How'd that go for us, Current? Did you get that, Current? All right. She did start with a good point, though, as a helper. She thinks he has a little garden of perviness that
people
needs to
need
be
to
better tended.
Yeah.
More
weed
whackers.
Self-edit.
Pardon me?
People need to learn to self-edit.
Right. Yes. People unacquainted with the FCC, just like I may become unacquainted with my FCC license shortly.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
No.
Computer says no.
All right. You know what? I've done entirely too much stretching today. I would like to take a little bit short break. What do you think?
Can you stretch a little bit more?
Really? Would you like me to do this?
Stretch a little more.
Fine.
Yeah, one more call. That would
Please
be good.
Please stop swearing on the air.
Especially so close to when we have to take a break.
Carla in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
You lighten up my day.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Here's my quick point. If Uma, the wife, is going to take a page out of Hillary Clinton's playbook, why not take a better page out of the playbook and run herself?
Yeah, I mean, somebody was saying that even before all this stuff, people were like, oh, what does she see in it? You know, she is. She's gorgeous. She's smart. She's well-connected. Like,
everybody
people were like,
her.
What
they
is she seeing?
Nothing negative to say about her.
Yeah. She should be mayor of New York. How about that? That should be the next press conference. Get out of the way, you perv. Right?
I think she would win just on that platform.
Exactly. All right. 46 minutes on the... Vote for Uma, not the perv.
Right.
46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That was strangely arousing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the
what
hour.
What is his name?
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, by the way, the Pennsylvania police chief that I mentioned earlier, there's some more fun facts.
Oh, okay.
He's the one, let's see, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he's the Gilberton, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. He's the police chief there. In a video that has received wide attention, police chief Mark Kessler repeatedly tells those upset by his use of profanity to go themselves.
Oh, dear. Mm. Okay.
As he fires various automatic weapons. Let's see, he's uploaded several of those profanity-laced videos to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
In one video, as I mentioned, he berates libtards and warns of an armed rebellion against the government. Let's see, he's giving the finger while saying, you libtards, Confederate flag is on the front of his shirt, and liberals take it in the is on the back of his shirt.
You know, he's standing in a union state.
He's
standing in a union state wearing a Confederate flag.
That's treason.
That is kind of treason-y.
Yikes. Okay. Hmm. So that guy happened.
And we all let it happen.
Apparently.
Yeah, go ahead and secede.
Okay. Oh, in a completely unrelated story that has nothing to do with crazy people with guns, Ted Nugent. Media brings a story. Ted Nugent rips Stevie Wonder's brain-dead attempts to defend hoodlum dope-smoking Trayvon.
He's complaining about dope smokers?
Right.
The Nuge?
He said, this is the... Because, you know, his main concern, of course, is the black people being killed, as you know. He said, so 700 black people, mostly young children and young people, were slaughtered in Chicago last year by black people, and not a peep out of Stevie Wonder. Are you kidding me? How brain dead do you have to be? How strangled by denial, how dishonest, how cheap you have to be to focus on a clear-cut case where all the evidence from the DOJ, from the FBI, Army of Investigative Specialists in Florida, determined that George Zimmerman acted in self-defense against a life-threatening attack by hoodlum, dope-smoking Trayvon Martin. Isn't that awesome? Oh, he said, how do you go from being one of the most soulful people in the world of Stevie Wonder to one of the, being absolutely soulless?
Well, Stevie Wonder puts out better music than Ted Nugent.
He's a peach. All right. And a completely unrelated story, also not about crazy people. Amanda Bynes. Wow.
Oh, wow. She's really in
exhibiting signs of schizophrenia.
She needs help.
Yeah.
To which she said, yes, I do. No, I don't.
That's not schizophrenia.
That's multiple personality disorder.
Right.
That's different.
I just, you know what, Sybil has been stuck in my head since the 70s, and I can't get it out. And I remember what the purple and the people and the, right?
Sure.
And the green kitchen.
And Hold Your Water, Missy?
No, that's, that's a different crazy mother movie, isn't it?
That's not Carrie.
No?
No.
No, you're right. That was Sybil.
I never saw Sybil. I've seen Carrie many times, but I've never seen Sybil.
Hey, it's another reason to hate the Kardashians. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have reportedly spent $769,000 on gold-plated toilets.
What's the point? That'd be cold if you sat down on it in the middle of the night. Wouldn't it?
Just to be douches. I don't know why. Let's go to Peggy in Tennessee. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Peggy.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
I am the road flare Peggy from the Democratic side here.
Okay.
And I'm just going to try to stay calm. That dude that called from the South, hey, we love listening to your view. We're not all agreeing with that dude. First of all, I just want to point out about where they say this story with Zimmerman is not about race. I live in an all-white community, and I've got three biracial grandsons. And since this verdict, those kids have been harassed. The oldest one is 16, was riding his dirt bike here in my backyard, and went to turn where all the kids go and turn, and had a gun pointed at his head and was told to get off of his blankety-blanking property.
Wow.
And this happened in the last couple of days. Huh. I'm 55 years old and never had a gun pointed at me. And my 16-year-old had to look at this man and scared for his life and look at him and say, yes, sir. And it could easily turn. He could have been a Trayvon.
And these people
that say this ain't about race, they are...
They're
delusional.
Yeah, exactly. All up in the night, in my opinion, as well.
Sure.
Let's go to Marsha in Maine. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Marsha.
Well, hey there.
Hi there.
You know, every time I hear about one of these politicians who do these outrageous things, it reminds me, years ago, I used to know this psychiatrist who had a practice in Washington, D.C., and he had two primary kinds of clients. He had politicians and show business people. And over a bottle of scotch in the Algonquin Hotel, he confessed that they had exactly the same personality profiles, which is to say the supersized Teflon ego.
Yeah, yeah.
And they think that they're somehow don't operate by the same rules that the rest of us do.
Yeah. No, I think that's an absolutely valid, diagnosis. Mike in St. Louis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Love your show.
Thank you.
First time caller.
Blah, blah, blah.
2 cents about the Bubba caller. I listen to the right wing radio a little bit too, but you know, the difference is simply that they just don't base the whole segments on fact, and the left side does. You and Ed Schultz and Tom Hartman are wonderful. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I appreciate that. Oh, I forgot. I have a little other celebrity stack. Sacha Baron Cohen has quit the Freddie Mercury film over a fallout with Queen.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The band, not the Queen.
Right. We are both of you.
Oh, you met someone else.
The highly anticipated Freddie Mercury pick has lost its star after, Borat.
Sure. He looks like Freddie Mercury.
Right. He's quit the film.
He's too tall, I think, to play Freddie Mercury.
The band wanted to make more of a PG movie about Queen. Really? How's that possible? And Cohen was counting on a gritty R-rated tell-all.
Yeah.
So the movie has been downsized. It's like a mini Queen movie now. See what I did? I just went all that way for that.
Yeah, you did.
Close out the show on a little ridiculous note. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Crystal Boy, Jim Ward, Travis on phones and drums. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.